Coming up at 10 of Ken Smuckler, another trickery report. If you see anything, hear of anything, call 1-866-OUR-VOTE. We have Ken Smuckler and the lawyers standing by. But right now, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed from our New York studios. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. So listen, a few months ago, you guys may remember, I interviewed Krista Lynn Carathan about being married to a white person who might have opposing views when it came to situations like Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin. Well, off air, I told Krista Lynn that that was one of the reasons that I did not feel comfortable dating outside of my race. But Krista Lynn had a heart-to-heart with me about why myself and other African-American women should widen our dating pool. Then she decided to push me a little bit further. She works for, she's the brand spokesperson for Interracial Dating Central, and they challenged me to participate in their bachelor search for me. So this morning, Tom and Sybil and Jay, I'm taking a page from J. Anthony Brown's book, and I'm accepting that challenge. I'm going inside her story with Krista Lynn Carathan, brand ambassador for Interracial Dating Central.com. Good morning,
Jackie.
Krista Lynn.
I'm happy for you.
So I think we need to say this right out the gate. With this bachelor call, it's not about not dating black men, correct?
Yeah. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This isn't about exclusion. This is about inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have been doing probably mostly all of your dating life has been very exclusive. And you are in New York City, the mecca of the international man, and you have been jogging by those men, girl, and we're going to hook you up.
So true. Okay, so Krista Lynn, you know, full disclosure, we had a heart-to-heart about this off the air, and she really did, you know, really talked to me about this.
So what does that look like, the heart-to-heart, if I may ask?
Well, I expressed my concerns to her about, you know, like I said, because that's how the story came to me. I'm like, I don't know how I can date outside of my race with somebody who feels, you know, the on the other side when it comes to Michael Brown, that situation, and Trayvon Martin, because I'm very passionate about being an African-American and about the issues that our people deal with and about feeling guilt, you know, like I'm abandoning my race or I'm abandoning black men. And what Chris
the way
Lynn
they've
said to me,
abandoned us, J. Anthony Brown?
Go ahead.
There's truth to that statistically. But Krista Lynn really broke it down for me, and she said that I was not, she said there were many other black women who felt that way. Correct, Krista Lynn?
Yes, absolutely. And just because you date or marry a white person doesn't mean you're not black anymore. You can still keep your black card. It's okay.
Well, Jackie.
And here's another thing, too. Tom, you need to hush Tom and let the ladies talk.
His name is in the jingle, Krista, so we're just going to
but we got to let him talk.
I was going to say, historically,
that's a black woman,
non-black
right? That's a
men
black woman telling me I need to hush on my show and let him
on your own show. Yeah.
Well, a black woman married to a white man, which makes her point. She still has her black card, which really makes her point.
I'm still black, ain't I, Tom? I'm still black.
But Krista Lynn made an interesting point when I asked her about when she and her husband fell on different sides of very public racial issues. And she said, just like every other couple, you're going to have things that you disagree about, correct?
What was the issue?
Absolutely. You know, we've been married for 13 years. We've been together since 1999.
I know that, so but what was the issue?
But you know, there's never, I can't
remember. It doesn't matter, Jay. It does not matter, Jay. Let it go.
There's never been anything that's been like, oh my God, I can't believe you, you know, think that way. You know, there's no big revelation like, oh honey, I love to role play and can you be my bed wench and I be the slave master? There's been no depth, there's been no revelation like that.
No, you know what?
Well, okay.
He never, we don't fight, and he never called me the N word.
To your face.
Okay, what did you guys fight about?
What did you fight?
We're not going to get into that. We're going to talk about me and my, because it doesn't matter.
No,
they've been married 13 years, and you guys get so hung up on one thing, you get us away from the point.
I'm happy.
And the point
for you,
is,
Jackie.
Well, you I should really be. Am. So, Krista Lynn, take us through how this is going to work, because you're going to coach me through this process. You're going to do a bachelor call. What's the next step?
Okay, so you have answered the call. The next step is we are flying out to New York City, and we are going to film you. We're going to have a deconstruction of Jackie. We are going to find out what your hesitations are. Well, we already know what those are, but we're going to empower you to feel more confident about being more inclusive. We're going to go down the list of characteristics that you find sexy and admirable admirable in a man. So we're not just talking about looks, we're talking about character, because this is all about choosing character above color.
How are you going to choose the men?
Yeah. Oh, we have so Interracial Dating Central has taken up this challenge, and they have literally millions of members. So not only are we going to scour these members and pre-qualify these members, they're going to come from all out. We just put the call out. The Tom Joyner Morning Show has millions of listeners, and not all of them are just black men. So I'm fully expecting that my email is going to be flooded.
So by the way, it's Kristalyn
at beyondblackwhite.com.
Do the men have to be signed up for interracialdatingcentral.com in order to participate?
You know, they're looking for chocolate.
No.
Is that what you
want
to know?
No. We want, because here's why. I believe, and so does Interracial Dating Central, believe that online dating should be a tool in your toolkit. Not a nail that meets a hammer. You know what I'm saying? So it's supposed to be part
Sometimes
of your dating
works.
Toolkit. So it's going to be, we're going to be online, but we're also going to hit up friends and family. We're going to hit up people we know. We're going to do this.
Income?
Is how this
is income
how
you looking for?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
I'm speaking for Jackie.
Jackie is a beautiful, accomplished woman, and she deserves to have her pick of quality men.
And I'm glad you didn't say of the litter. That's really important.
Okay.
Well, you know, there was an interesting article that Kristalyn and I were talking about last night in the New York Post. I don't know if you guys saw this, about asking the question why black women, you know, date outside of, well, we'd rather date down than date outside of our race.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, why are we expected to do that? Why are we so afraid to date outside of our race? You know, we'll date someone that is not on our level, and, you know, before we date outside of our race.
And it's sad. I read that story, too, and I was shocked. I'm looking at this beautiful, fit, accomplished woman, and this man is an ex-con, and he, you know, he's killed somebody? Really? That's what we're doing now?
So you can't find a black man on your level, but you can find a white man on your level.
What you can find is when you open up your dating pool, that shallow little pond that you're swimming in opens up into an ocean. So it's not just about finding a white man. It's about finding the man.
And
if he's black, great. If he's white, great. If he's yellow, red, purple polka dots, that's great. I want you to be there to give Jackie flowers when she finds one.
Now you want time to talk. Oh, okay.
While you advertise your website.
Oh, God, it's not her website. She's a brand ambassador. And the video is not going to be on interracialdatingcentral.com. Yeah. It's going to be on my website, singleandlivingfab.com, and your website too, Kristalyn, right?
Yes, it is. It's going to be on beyondblackwhite.com, and we're going to have a chronicling on our forums, beyondblackwhiteforums.com.
I can't wait. I'm excited for you,
Jackie. I'm so excited for you, too.
I'm excited, too.
I hear the excitement
you
in
should
your voice.
Be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to work out for you, Jackie.
I hope so. It'll be an interesting
so
experience.
Too. Only a white
Kristalyn,
guy would put
thank
up with
you
that.
So
you
much.
Right.
I'm thinking the same thing, player.
And that's sad when you all think the same thing.